So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf asks, Eved shemachari rabbi liknas, macher oy eina macher? A person who sold his Eved Kanani, in that the buyer only owns the rights in the Eved, to receive the Kanas of Asher kills the Eved, while the first owner retains ownership for all other matters. Is this sale effective or not? The Gemara elaborates, Tebay l'Reb Meir, Tebay l'Rabbanan. The question can be asked according to both Reb Meir and the Chacham who disagree in the concept of Adam Makna Dav Shalei B'Loilam, whether one can make a transaction now to take effect later for something that it cannot take effect now, because it is as of yet non-existent, as in the case of Hamoicha Peres Deka L'Chaveri, a person who sells the fruits which his day tree will produce later. Reb Meir holds Macher, because Adam Makna Dav Shalei B'Loilam. While the Chacham hold, Ein Amachar, because Ein Oda Makna Dover, Shalei B'Loilam. Tebayil Reb Meir, do we say the Eved is Machar, because here too, Oda Makna Dover, Shalei B'Loilam, or perhaps Ein Amachar, because only in the case of Peres Dekel does Reb Meir hold Oda Makna Dover, Shalei B'Loilam, because the Avidi de Asu, the Peres are bound to come forth. However, regarding Eved Knas, he might hold Ein Oda Makna Dover, Shalei B'Loilam, because the Knas is not bound to happen. Firstly, miyemer demingich. It's uncertain whether the shor will actually kill the eved. Secondly, umemai demishalom. Dilma maydu mifter. And even if the shor does kill the eved, it's uncertain whether the owner will actually pay the knas, because he might admit before bezin that he owes the knas, and maydu b'knas pater. V'tiboy l'rabbanan. Do we see eved ena macher because here to ein oda makna davashalei b'loilam, or perhaps macher? Because only in the case of Peres Dekel do the Chacham hold Ein Oda Makna Dover Shalei B'Loilam, because the Hashda Mi'alasnehu. The Peres are currently non-existent. However, regarding Eved L'Knas, they may hold Oda Makna Dover Shalei B'Loilam, because Hakoi Shar, Vakoi Eved, both factors that cause the Knas, are existent. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from a Braisa, but the question remains unresolved. The Gemara poses another question. Chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben Chayrin, Kiddush bas Chayrin mahu. An Eved Kanani, who is partially free, gave Kiddushin to a Bas Yisrael. Is the Kiddushin effective or not? Do we say Chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben Chayrin in the Mekudeshes? Because lechazi b'kulei. The Kiddushin cannot take effect for the whole man, since he's a partial Eved. However, regarding a Yisrael, who said his Kadshi lechatzi Mekudeshes, you shall become Mekudeshes to only half of me, the Kedushin is effective because, as Rashi explains, Chazi Lekule. V'hachi kamrala, ibe'ina nesiv na'achriti b'hadach. The Kedushin can and will take effect for the whole man, and they really meant that she permits him to marry another wife. Or we say, chetzi eved v'chetzi b'chayrin mikudeshes, because le'shayir b'kinyonai. The Kedushin was not restricted, since it completely takes effect for the part of him that is qualified for Kedushin. However, Ben Yisrael and Mekadosh Chatzi Isha ain't the Mekudeshes because they're Shire B'Kinyonai. The Kedushin is restricted since it does not take effect on the whole woman who is qualified for Kedushin. The Gemara goes on and mentions a Machloikis in the reverse situation of Chetzi Yeshivcha V'Chatzi Baschorin Shenes Katsha, a Yisrael who gives Kedushin to a half-freed maidservant. Rava says, ain't Kedushe Kedushin. The Kedushin is not effective because this is comparable to a Mekadosh Chatzi Isha ain't the Mekudeshes. Rav Chizkiya disagrees and holds Kedusha Kedushin, and this is not comparable to HaMekadosh Chatzi Isha, because Hasim Shar B'Kinyonai, Hachalei Shar B'Kinyonai. In this case, he was Mekadosh all that he could, because he cannot be Mekadosh the other half of Chatzi Shifcha. The Gemara explains that according to the opinion that Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Baschorin Shnes Katsha Mekudeshes, the Pasuk of Shifcha Charufa refers to a case of Kedushin, such as Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Baschorin HaMu'uras L'Eved Ivri. A half-freed maidservant who accepted Kedushin from an Eved Ivri, and one is liable if they were Mezana because her Kedushin to the Eved Ivri was effective. However, according to the opinion that Einim Mekudeshes, the Pasuk of Shivcha Harufa does not refer to a case of Kedushin, but rather B'Shivcha Kenanis Hamurasul Eved Ivri, a complete maidservant whose owner assigned her to an Eved Ivri. And even though the Kedushin is not effective, one is still liable for Znus because, as Rashi explains, Gzeres HaKosafi, the Torah considers this arrangement a marriage because it's permitted for an Eved Ivri. The Gemara continues with the opinion of Chetzi Yeshivcha V'Chatzi Baschorin Sheneskatcha Kiddusheha Kiddushin. What would be in a case of Chetzi Yeshivcha V'Chatzi Baschorin Sheneskatcha L'Ruvein V'Nishtach Rero? A half freed maidservant who first accepted Kedushin from Reuven, and after she was completely freed, she accepted Kedushin from Shimon. Rav Yosef bar Chama Omer of Nachman holds that her Kedushin from Shimon is effective because Paku Kedushi Rishon. Reuven's Kedushin is nullified through the Shechrer since Nishtana Gufa Vahavi Kakotin Shanelet. She's considered a different person since she becomes a Bas Yisrael. Rav Zeir Omer of Nachman disagrees and holds that her Kedushin from Shimon is not effective because Gomru Kedushi Rishon. Reuven's Kedushin is completed through the Shechrer, and that before Haba Le'abashim Taloi, one who is Mezana with her brings only a carbon. But now Haba Le'abimisa, one who is Mezana with her is liable to the death penalty. Zakh the Mishnah, Hamaycher Avdi La'evdi Kechavim Yotze Ben Chayrin. If a Yisrael sells his Evid Kenani to a non-Jew, and then the Evid escaped or the Yisrael redeemed him, the Chacham initiated that the Yisrael must free him, as Rashi explains, Knas Chacham Hu Hoyil Vifkiyim in the Mitzvahs. The Yisrael is penalized because he sold his Eved to a non-Jew who will prevent him from fulfilling mitzvahs. And similarly, HaMecher Avdei L'chutz La'aretz Yotze Ben Chayrin. If a Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael sells his Eved to another Yisrael who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham initiated that the Eved must be freed because Knasu Sheitzim Eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz. The Yisrael is penalized for transferring the Eved outside Eretz Yisrael because Asur Latzeis Mi'aretz L'chutz La'aretz. The Gemara cites a brayse regarding Meicher Avdei La'akum. The Tanakhama says, Yotze L'cheres, B'tzarach Get Shichur Mirabe Rishon. The Eved becomes free, but requires a Get Shichur from his first owner. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, B'med Devom Amurim Shalei Kasav Olav Einai. Aval Kasav Olav Einai Zehu Shichurur. He only requires a Get Shichur if the Yisrael did not write Einai, a shtar that he surrenders his rights to the Eved if he escapes from the non-Jew. However, if he did write Einai, this document itself serves as a get shechur. The Gemara cites a brisa, Lava alav min ha'evid kechavim, kivin she'asa lo'i evid kechavim nimusai yotz l'cheres. If Yisrael borrows money from an akum and specified that the akum can confiscate the evid if he does not pay, if a zman gevia, a due date of when to collect the evid was set, the evid immediately becomes free, because it's considered as if he sold the Eved to the Akum. The Gemara, however, mentions a second brisa, of Eved Kechavim Shemashkin Sedeu Yisrael, Ava Pesha Asalei Nimusai Peturim in a Meiser, an Akum who borrowed money from a Yisrael, and specified that the Yisrael can confiscate his field, and even if the Yisrael set his man Gevia, the produce of the field are still exempt from Meiser, because the Sada is not considered sold to a Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Kasha Isman Azman, in the first brisa, the Zman is considered a mechira to the Akum, while in the second brisa, the Zman is not considered a mechira to the Yisrael. The Gemara concludes with two explanations. Idi v'idi delei mote zamane, v'loi kashya, hala gufa v'hala peira. Both brises are a case that the Zman Gevia did not yet arrive. But as Rashi explains, in the first brisa, the Yisrael sold the actual Eved, and he can also use the Eved from now. Therefore, it is considered a mechira from when they set the Zman Gevia. While in the second brisa, the Akum sold the peiros only from the Zman Gevia, not from now, and only until he pays up. Therefore, the Kviya Zman is not considered a Mechira. Or, B'shalava Amanas L'mashkanoi B'loi Mashkanoi. Both brises are a case that the Zman Gevia did arrive, but the actual Gevia did not yet take place. Therefore, in the second brisa, the Sad is not considered Machal Yisrael, since the actual Gevia did not yet occur. And regarding there is no issue of kanas of when an Akum sells to Yisrael. However, in the first brisa, the Chacham initiate a kanas that the Eved is already considered machul Akum since this Zman Gevia did occur.